Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
And she reached in and took a big sheet pan of food out, and when she stepped on some grease, as she turned around with a naked arm, her arm fell on the door. What do you think it did to the bottom of her arm? You can only imagine, you ladies that have put your finger in the skillet, you can only imagine what it did to her arm. Everybody is doing their normal thing. They're pouring cold water on her. They're trying to get everything together. I go running up to this woman. It happened on the right arm. I go running up to the woman. I grab this arm, and I said, in Isaiah 53:4, Jesus bore your pain. So I guarantee you won't have to bear that pain. I said, in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from the King. And I turned and walked off. Everybody heard me say that through the screams. Within 30 minutes, the lady had no pain, but she had a humongous blister on her arm. She wouldn't even go to the doctor after that. I told her, you've got to go to the doctor. She said, absolutely not. I said, it don't hurt at all. I can't even tell it's there. So she went ahead and served the evening meal up in the cafeteria. Everybody got to see this humongous blister. Everybody come through the cafeteria line saw this huge blister on her arm. She went home that evening with no pain but a huge blister. She got home, her husband saw it. He said, honey, I'm going to take you to the doctor. She says, no, I have no pain. She said, if it's hurting tomorrow, we'll go to the doctor. In the morning, she woke up, and there was not one single mark on her arm. I'm telling you, folks, we can worship the King. You know, now the King, He is the same, just like Brother John says, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, but He honors one thing and one thing only, faith, His Word. When you speak it in bold faith and guarantee He'll do what He said He will do, you give Satan no legal claim to do anything, and you open the door wide open for the King to do exactly what He wants to do according to His Word. And the compassionate, merciful God that we serve wants to do good things for His children every time, not sometimes. So as my faith grew like that and I saw the King do those kind of things, I had been teaching a healing school in a Baptist church for 2.5 years, one Saturday a month. That's not a normal thing. But I'm a Baptist, have been all of my life. I'm now the pastor of a non-denominational church the last year and a half. But I've been a Southern Baptist all my life. And so for a Southern Baptist to have a healing school in a Baptist church is not a normal thing. But we have one, and God has done awesome miracles in that Baptist church. Awesome miracles. So anyway, I've got to tell you that my faith over the years, both in the business world and in the spiritual world, I had seen God do miracle after miracle after miracle. Now, see, I didn't start out overnight. You know, I started out studying 35 years ago, studying God's Word, and was into it several years before I began to see anything happen. You know, this kind of faith didn't come up on me overnight. It was not something to come up overnight. All this developed over years in the business world and in the spiritual world. Now then, when you begin to get to where you can call on God and you hear His voice, and He tells you what to do. See, the Lord says, call on me and I will speak to you. So, of course, you know, I tell you what startles you. I mean, you know, you hear these and you read these things and you say, Lord, you said right here, if I called on you, you'd talk to me. So, Lord, I ask you to do this. And He says, you're startled. He speaks to you. You say, what? Who said that? He said, did you ask me to talk to you? No. Yes, Lord. But I wasn't too sure you would, Lord. But it gets to where you finally want to hear that voice. And you expect to hear that voice. And then you're not afraid anymore. And you know He's there. And He's loving and kind. And he's so awesome. So over the years, he's built my faith to a tremendous level, and my faith is getting up there. But now then, in May, over a year ago, actually in October the 13th, a year and a half ago, that's when the beginning of the greatest test of my life happened. On October the 13th, 2001, my wife and my daughter and my grandbaby and a little girl like her grandbaby, my daughter had kept her since she was born, got up to go to Brownwood, Texas, to some of our nieces and nephews' ball games and birthday party. And that morning, they left home at 6 o'clock. And about 8:15, 4 miles out of Stephenville, Texas, the enemy stopped my wife's heart on a hill and killed her. She was driving our car 70 miles an hour with a cruise control on, a pickup driving 70 miles an hour, a one-ton diesel, was coming the other way over the top of the hill. They were coming up the hill. Nobody could see the other. I mean, if it had been on a straight, flat road, but the devil knew exactly what he was doing. That car was just a few seconds from the top of the hill when he stopped my wife's heart. And when he did, the steering wheel, she pulled evidently a little as her heart stopped. And she veered over into the left lane. And that pickup, going 70, said, when we topped the hill, we saw a green Oldsmobile in our lane. And before we could even hit the brake, we hit headlights to headlights at 70 miles an hour. The two cars and pickups hit just like that, bounced back and turned 90 degrees and stopped dead still right in the middle of the road. My wife, sitting in the front seat, already dead, was severely dismembered. My daughter, sitting on the right-hand side of her, 24 years old, also was severely dismembered. My 3-year-old grandbaby, sitting in the center of the back, was sitting in her little carry-all, strapped in, but a piece of steel from the front of the car came completely over the top of the car, went through the car, and went right down beside her and cut her seatbelt right smooth off and slammed her into the seat in front of her at 140 miles an hour. You couldn't have hit her in the face with a 2x6, hard as you can hit her, and done any more damage to her face than it did. In fact, whenever I was at the healing school, teaching the healing school that Saturday, a police officer walked in the door, and I saw a uniformed man come in. It's not normal to be teaching a healing school and a uniformed police officer walk in. So I walked over to see what he wanted, and he said, "Sir, are you Thurman Scrivener?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you have a wife named Betty?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you have a daughter named Amanda?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Sir, there's been an accident." I said, "Are they injured?" He said, "They're both deceased." I said, "How about the two babies?" He said, "They're both been care flighted to Cook's Medical Center, and they're in critical, critical condition." I said, "Thank you, sir." I turned and walked to the front. I told the people, I said, "I want right now, I want us to come and I want us to bow down and worship the King. I want to worship the King." I said, "I want to praise Him and thank Him and worship Him for my wonderful wife of 41 and a half years. I want to praise Him and worship Him and thank Him for that beautiful daughter He gave me for 24 years. And then I want to worship Him and praise Him for raising the two little girls from the dead." And so we did. After about 15 or 20 minutes, I said, "Now I'm going to go home. I'm going to pack up all my equipment, my tapes and everything. I'm going to put them in my truck. I'm going to drive home, get my son. I'm going to go to Cook's Medical Center." So we did. Got to Cook's Medical Center. I walked in. The social worker, she had told Charla Pepper, which was the church secretary there at Justin, my wife's best friend. She had been notified because they couldn't find me. Charla finally told him, she said, "Well, I think Thurman teaches a healing school at a Baptist church in Hearst," and said, "That's probably where you'll find him." And so then they had to find one of my flyers to find out what the address was so they could find me. So all that took a long time. So it was when Charla went down there directly, and the social worker said, "How am I going to minister to this man when he gets here?" said his daughter is dead, his wife is dead, and these two babies are not going to live. The finest doctors in the world have said they can't live. Said, how am I going to minister to this man? Charla said, you won't have to worry. He'll minister to you. She knew me well. I walked in and she said, sir, I must tell you what you're going to see when you walk in that room. I said, honey, I know what I'm going to see when I walk in that room. I've been an engineer for a lot of years, and I know what happens when a truck and a car run together head on at 70 miles an hour. I said, but it doesn't make any difference what I see. I am not a man that's moved by what I see. I'm only a man that's moved by what's written in God's Word. I said, God made me a book full of promises, not just one or two. He made me a book full of them. And I said, he told me clearly if I could believe him with no doubt in my heart, I could have anything I ask him for in the name of Jesus. She said, sir, you don't understand what happened to these girls. I said, oh yeah, honey, I know. I said, where are the babies? Well, she said, they're in here. So she started to take me in there, and I walked in. I walked around the corner, and I saw a bed laying there with two little girls, or two beds with two little girls. The little one was on the right. I knew that had to be my grandbaby, but she was not recognizable. Her face was that big, and it was solid blood. Blood was running out her eyes. Blood was running out her ears. They had tubes in her nose that long, and there was solid blood, and had one about that long, bigger than your finger, stuck in her mouth, and it was solid blood. And I didn't have a clue what else was wrong with her. All I could go by what I could see. And I looked over little Kelly, the six-year-old, and all I could see was Kelly, was her head from right here up to right here was tore all to pieces. I didn't know that both of her pelvics were crushed. I didn't know that on my grandbaby, that her skull was fractured in five places. I didn't know at that time when her head hit the seat in front of her face first, that it not only destroyed her face and broke who knows how many bones in her face.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.